This is Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, your daily voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now, here's your host, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Washington Watch. Coming up, what happens when reality TV doesn't fit the liberal media's desired reality? Well, they attack. Tim Graham with Media Research Center is here with the details in just a moment. Also, the Congress is moving the National Defense Authorization Bill, a measure that funds the military, but at the expense of religious liberty. But the incoming administration has pledged to address it. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin joins us from the Cove, where he is speaking tonight to military chaplains. He has the details on this story. And not only did fashion designer Sophie Thiele announce she would not make a dress for Melania Trump because of President-elect Trump's views, after the election, Kellogg announced they would no longer be placing ads on the website Breitbart, a site connected to President-elect Trump's top advisor, Steve Bannon. It's funny, liberals can pick and choose who they want to do business with, but conservative Christians cannot. Is it time to put an end to the left's double standard? Lance Ray with Second Vote thinks so, and he joins us a little later here on Washington Watch. The website is TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it's at T. Perkins. All right. A beloved couple with one of the most popular TV shows on HGTV is under fire. The stars of Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna Graves. The liberal media has come out against them by way of BuzzFeed. And now they have discovered that the Graves attend a non-denominational church in Texas that preaches and teaches the Bible. Yes, they have discovered that. And they also found out that the church believes that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. And even more, they found out that this church believes that homosexuality is a sin. Yes, this is a newsflash to the media, but not to the rest of the world. Well, yesterday, BuzzFeed reporter Kate Arthur published an article about the Gaines pastor, Jimmy Siebert, essentially calling the couple out as to whether or not they would dare believe the antiquated teaching of the Bible that their pastor preaches. And if so, intimating that there was no room on TV for people who hold such a view. Tim Graham is with the Media Research Center. He is the Director of Media Analysis, and he joins us now to discuss this story. Tim, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thank you.
This is almost unbelievable that it appears the media thinks they have stumbled onto something, that there's actually a church in Texas that believes the Bible and is not willing to surrender their views to the Supreme Court of the United States. And because someone attends that church, they somehow have no right to have a TV show in America.
Well, and Chip and Joanna Gaines have recently just sort of taken an uptick in popularity. They were on the cover of People magazine. They have a best-selling book. And so that becomes an excuse to say, oh, well, now that you've reached this level of celebrity, as opposed to where you were, I don't know, 3 months ago, suddenly this is a relevant issue. BuzzFeed, it should be said, is a Comcast-owned site. It has put its logo in a rainbow flag on the appropriate gay days. So, I mean, there's no doubt where they are coming from. And the intriguing thing about this, of course, is that when this is discovered before your show goes on, like with the Benham Brothers a couple of years ago, you don't get a show on HGTV. But once you've made a success on HGTV and this comes out, then the question is, are they going to dump this show too, or are they going to actually stick with a successful program?
Yeah, ultimately, I think it comes down to the bottom line of the dollars for them. But I want to go into something you said there, Tim, about the success of this show. I mean, this is a couple that is widely followed because of the dynamics of the show, just the personality that comes through. I think they're an ideal couple, and I think it's part of the fact that their faith and who they are comes out. They're not preaching, but they're living it. And because of the success, it would appear that someone was trying to find something that could take them down in the eyes of the left, because this was a sermon preached by their pastor back on the Sunday following the Supreme Court decision on marriage. Now, we're talking, this was almost a year and a half ago. All of a sudden, this is found out, and it's released now. Isn't that timing a bit curious?
Exactly, and this is where I would say it seems like they decided to look into this because, you know, suddenly they have a newfound sort of media platform or media popularity, and so therefore it's better clickbait. And as you suggest, I mean, we have a media elite now who have convinced themselves that there are certain people who hold certain views must be blacklisted from television. These are all the same people that go around right now saying Donald Trump is a dangerous authoritarian who wants to control the media. But when it comes to these issues, you know, you have to bow to the agenda. Just the same way that, you know, we're going to award our Emmys. The guy that plays the transgender woman is going to win for 5 years in a row because that's just the way we do it. This isn't really an acting award. It's a politics award, and that's the way television operates these days.
You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Tim Graham, Media Research Center's Director of Media Analysis, joins me to talk about really an attack launched by BuzzFeed against the very popular HGTV show, Fixer Uppers, the Gaines. When you look at the article in BuzzFeed, you know, now let me very clear setting the for our listeners who may have not heard of this story yet because it just broke last night, but the couple have not said anything. They haven't talked about this on their program. It's their pastor who preached a message a year and a half ago after the Supreme Court, five judges on the Supreme Court, redefined marriage for the entire nation, and he preached what the Bible has to say about marriage. So the BuzzFeed reporter, Kate Arthur, essentially calls the couple out saying, they haven't said anything yet, but we have a right to know where they stand on this issue, so that obviously if they get the wrong answer, well, then they have no right to be on TV.
Well, and it's clear even in the headline on this piece is whether the couple agrees with the pastor is unclear. Well, obviously, if you're attending this church, we can assume that you're aware of what the pastor says. And you are, if you continue to be a member, you must sort of agree. But we all know the way that the media felt about Barack Obama's pastor, and you couldn't possibly assume that Obama knew what he said or agreed with what he said.
Yeah, clearly the left employs a double standard at every opportunity. But it's also, does this, Tim, not show the disconnect with the media and the vast majority of Americans? Now, Kate, based in L.A., writing for BuzzFeed, I mean, does this not show how they're so removed, the fact that there are people in this country, a majority, that actually go to church and believe what the Bible has to say about issues such as human sexuality?
I think that they firmly believe that basically they're going to put the words of the Bible on the ash heap of history. And they will literally say to you that that you are on the wrong side of history. I've had reporters
right
tweet at me that my grandchildren will be embarrassed.
Well, at least we'll have grandchildren as heterosexuals.
They won't be designed in a lab, but it's this whole idea of, again, we have to go back to the whole issue of, is this a free country, or is this some sort of authoritarian libertine state
right. Where
you can't hold certain views? This is why they always put freedom of religion in scare quotes, because they don't acknowledge that people have a right to this view.
Well, and that's the other aspect of this, Tim, is that, okay, you're free to go to any church you want, but do you really you believe what they teach, and then if you actually believe it, you're not going to be free to live it. And that is essentially what religious freedom is. It's the ability to believe and live what the Bible says. And so, you know, they might tolerate the fact that they go to this church where they have a pastor who, you know, has emerged from the dark ages and actually preaches the Bible, but there's no way that they can actually believe it. And if they do, they better not allow that in any form or fashion to be interjected into their platform. In fact, the article actually calls for the opposite, saying, well, why haven't they invited a same-sex couple to be on their program? So it's they have to prove that they're not, you know, deplorable in the eyes of the left.
Well, and again, they are always looking at entertainment programs, and that includes these sorts of fixer-upper, house hunters type shows. Is everything has to have a quota? Everybody has to have that rainbow, you know, flag flying. There has to be a special episode of. And again, this is where it's, you know, obviously this is not a show where they're like, you know, I designed the kitchen island, and then we, you know, we all read from Philippians. I mean, it's not an overtly religious show, as you suggest. It's a couple that loves each other, that you see their kids running around while they're working. It's charming. And again, they can't leave that alone. They have to try to impose their own viewpoints on it.
Yeah, I would argue that while the couple, they have not made their faith the centerpiece of this show, in their interviews and their discussions as a couple, they have not hid their faith at all, which
sure.
I think has made them a target, which actually their pastor warned about in the message mm-hmm. that he preached on that particular Sunday. But, you know, I would say, Tim, that when you look at shows like this, these reality TV shows that are so popular, the ones that rank up near the top or at the top are those that have people whose lives are impacted by their faith, and that in and of itself, I think, makes them attractive.
Certainly. And I don't mean to suggest that it's not, yeah, you know, that it doesn't have appeal that you're suggesting. I'm simply saying that the horror movie scenario they would like here, they
right.
would like this article to say, is that somehow, you know, the hate speech came out.
Right.
And then this is the thing that I think always disturbs Christians in these sorts of scenarios, that if you believe what the Bible teaches, you're automatically filled with hate.
Yeah.
You're automatically, when you speak about it, are committing hate speech.
And that's part of the
propaganda.
Right. And the problem here that the left has with this couple is because, like the vast majority of Christian couples, they don't display that because it's not there. And that defies the stereotyping that the left tries to do of Bible-believing Christians.
So. Yep.
Tim, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. As always, great to talk to you. Appreciate the work you all do at the Media Research Center.
Thank you.
All right. To find out more about the Media Research Center, go to the website, TonyPerkins.com. All right. There's still more to come. When we return, we'll be taking a look at religious liberty in our nation's military, the National Defense Authorization Bill moving forward, but without protections for religious contractors. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, speaking tonight to chaplains, military chaplains, joins us to talk about religious liberty in the military. Don't go away. We're coming right back with more Washington Watch right after this.
One of the great freedoms that most Americans enjoy is the ability to get involved in political campaigns. But what about pastors? Unfortunately, due to a little-known amendment that was passed in 1954 at President Lyndon Johnson's urging, churches and other nonprofit organizations are prohibited from making statements for or against a candidate for public office if they want to remain tax-exempt. This is just one of the many problems with the Johnson Amendment. Not only does fear of IRS action put a chill on the free speech of pastors, it restrains other nonprofit organizations from participating in the debate of public policy in their area of expertise. In addition, the IRS only rarely enforces the Johnson Amendment, causing widespread confusion about what constitutes lawful political speech and what doesn't. For more information on how to amend the Johnson Amendment, visit frc.org/Johnson Amendment. That's frc.org/Johnson Amendment.
Hi, this is Steve Tiber, president, co-founder of 8 Days of Hope. 8 Days of Hope was meant to be a one-time trip to Bay St. Louis, Waveland, Mississippi, after Hurricane Katrina. And then God got involved. And since then, we have been to 9 different states, rebuilt 1,700 homes, and it's all because we love Jesus. God tells us to love Him and love others. And that's what we do, either through 8 Days of Hope or a new ministry called Hope Reigns. Hope Reigns goes immediately after disaster, a tornado, a flood, a fire, a snowstorm. But what we noticed with disasters is right after disaster, there's so many ministry opportunities. We've already been to New York, Illinois, Tennessee, Texas. So if someone's interested in 8 Days of Hope or Hope Reigns, the best place to go is our website, 8daysofhope.com. And even though we might not have an event planned the day you go to the website, if you give us your email address on our website, we'll be able to contact you about future events.
This message is provided by Liberty HealthShare.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals sharing the cost of health care. This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger, a group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
It's easy. Visit healthsharefamily.org right now. healthsharefamily.org. Enroll today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Check out healthsharefamily.org. healthsharefamily.org. Not available in Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. Yes, it's that season. It's the Christmas season. Time to be joyful. Time to think about, quite frankly, time to think about things eternal. And by the way, I hate to break this to folks like BuzzFeed, but Christmas is actually a religious holiday. All right? I don't want, of course, that could be a news flash for them, that this is a religious holiday. Just like there are preachers in America who actually preach the Bible. And there are people who go to those churches that actually believe what the preacher says. That's a newsflash to the left. All right. It has been said that there are no atheists in foxholes, which basically means that in times of extreme stress and fear, such as during war, people lean on the everlasting arms of God. Well, our own Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin serves as Family Research Council's Executive Vice President, founding member of Delta, retired after 36 and a half years in the United States Army. And actually tonight, he's outside of D.C. He's at the Cove preparing to speak to a group of military chaplains about, yes, you guessed it, religious freedom in our military. General, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hey, thank you, Tony.
Now, I just want to make sure that you come back with a note verifying that you were there with the chaplains and you weren't out deer hunting or something.
Well, that was never part of our discussion when we talked about me coming down here.
You bring something back to verify that you were, in fact, there. All right? That's all I'm asking.
All right. I got my instructions.
All right. Well, listen, I want to talk about your visit there with the chaplains and the concerns that they have on religious liberty. But first, I want to address the issue, something you've been working on, we've been working on at the Family Research Council, the Russell Amendment, which was an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which simply protected the religious liberties of military contractors. That's been jettisoned. The Senate Democrats were blocking the bill. The president said he would veto if it were on it. But the incoming Trump administration has said that they will address this government-wide by executive order when they come in. So it now appears that the defense authorization bill will move forward as it has for the last 53 years and be signed into law. How significant is this commitment from the Trump administration that they're going to fix this?
Well, if you stop and think about it, what this bill was saying was that you don't have to give up your contract just because of your faith. And I think it's a significant move forward to have that kind of thing in, but it's obviously not going to be in the NDAA. So it is all on the shoulders of the Trump team now. It's in their court, and they are going to have to handle this by executive order. He has every authority to do that. But this is really so fundamental to what we at the Family Research Council stand for, which is making sure that there is not discrimination against people of faith. And certainly what we have seen in our military and in our government in general is that people that are overtly Christian, people that profess their faith, can tell you time after time when they haven't gotten contracts, and while you can't provide a detailed account of why not, you can certainly speculate with, I think, proper reasoning that it was because of their faith. And this bill has got to be dealt with by executive order.
And this all boils down really to one issue, where the Obama administration essentially saying that if you do not abide by my definition of human sexuality, then you cannot have a contract with the Department of Defense. And it all comes down to the issue of marriage. And so Steve Russell, retired Army colonel, who's elected from the state of Oklahoma, offered this amendment. It was got in the House, went over to the Senate, and they've taken it out in conference committee report. But the significance here, I think, General, is that while the homosexual community, the left, has rallied around this to make sure that it does not go into this bill and become a statutory guidance for the Department of Defense, the incoming Trump administration says they're going to do it by executive order government-wide. So while the left may have won this temporary battle, it appears within just, several weeks that we're actually going to see this provision throughout government contracting, which is actually a very significant move.
Yeah, I agree with you. And just think about this in terms of what we're seeing in the private sector, where we're having florists and bakers and photographers and all that are losing their businesses because they will not compromise their faith. And that's what this whole thing is about, is if you're unwilling to compromise your faith in order to get a contract, then you're going to be discriminated against if this kind of bill does not pass or is not dealt with by executive order by the next president. And I feel, Tony, as I think you do, that in our dealings with Donald Trump leading up to the election and post-election as well, I think that he has made a commitment, not specifically on the Russell bill, but certainly on the principle of making sure that people are not put in a position that they have to make that kind of choice.
Quickly, General, before we run out of time, you're down at the Cove speaking to military chaplains. How prominent is this issue of religious liberty, the concern among chaplains?
Very, very, very much of a concern with them. And I think that these chaplains, most of them have been in through the entire Obama administration, and they have seen from when they came in the service till today, they have seen an incredible pressure on chaplains to begin to compromise on the tenets of their faith. And it's a matter of their being told to conform. And that is conform to the radical agenda of this president. And the whole Obergefell decision has had a tremendous impact on them. So I think that they're hopeful now, actually, that they're going to see some relief on this, and things are going to gradually start to turn around.
I certainly hope so. General Jerry Boykin, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you when you get back.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Bring me some deer meat. All right, folks. Just trying to catch him there, see if he would admit to it. All right. When we come back, we'll take a look at the hypocrisy of the left. We'll talk with Lance Ray of Second Vote, who got his website shut down by a hosting company who didn't agree with their message. Don't go away. We're back with more Washington Watch after this.
Making the most of your money, here's Dan Celia.
Well, what an incredible number that came out with consumer confidence. Remember, I said I think it should be 102, 103 range. How about 107? Wow, this is a November number, folks. So this is a number that comes after or at least includes that week of the election. So it just goes to show what Americans in general are feeling about a potential or about the inevitable now Trump administration. By the looks of this, it means an awful lot. Now, I have talked about this Trump rally. I have written about it. You can find articles on Life's Ed and Town Hall in reference to the Trump administration, saying that, listen, these markets are all about consumer confidence. They've always been about consumer confidence, or the lack thereof, or about consumer confidence in a good way. And that's exactly what we're seeing. That is the one constant, consistent thing that we have seen over and over again is consumer confidence driving the markets. Now, listen, this also includes not the average Joe that's buying Christmas presents, but business confidence as well. That's what this rally has been about more than anything else. And this week, if it continues, it's going to be because of oil. Check out an article I wrote on Town Hall in reference to what Saudi Arabia has painted themselves in a corner. And it looks like whether they like it or not, they might have a little choice but to accept some oil output deals. And here, that's exactly what we're seeing in the headlines.
Want to hear more financial advice from Dan Celia? Then look for his podcast when you visit the website afr.net.
You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins. The website, tonyperkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it's at tperkins. Hey, by the way, tonight I'm scheduled to be on the Kelly File to talk about this latest story out of Texas with the fixer-upper. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about here a little bit when we open up the phone lines. I want to hear from the fans of Fixer Upper today. You know, I want you to tell me what you love about that show. What attracts you to that show? What do you like about that couple and what they, and you know, beyond just fixing up houses? Anyway, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, fashion designer Sophie Tielli announced she would not make a dress for Melania Trump because of her husband's, Donald Trump's, views. Also following the election, Kellogg announced they would no longer be placing ads on the website Breitbart.com, a site connected to President-elect Trump's top advisor, Steve Bannon. Now, prior to Black Friday, our friends at Second Vote launched a social media effort, hashtag anywhere but Target, to remind people not to shop at the predator's choice, Target. The website hosting company didn't like the message, and so they shut them down. Well, here to talk about it is Lance Ray. He's the executive director of Second Vote. Second Vote is a conservative watchdog for corporate advocacy. It conducts extensive research to shed light on the support that companies and nonprofits give to multiple public policy issues. Lance, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hi, Tony. Thank you very much for having us, and thank you for everything that you do.
Well, I appreciate that, and it back at you, but I'm surprised, actually somewhat shocked, when this thing with Target has been all over the place and so many people are boycotting Target. Target stocks are diving. You simply put out a reminder about hashtag anywhere but Target, and the company that was the web hosting company decides, called Lead Pages, decides, oh, that's a hateful message, we're taking it down.
Yes, we were shocked too. And, you know, we wanted to remind people in this campaign that we worked hard on about Target's policies, their bathroom policies. That's it. It's the safety and common sense concern. And we launched this campaign the Monday before Thanksgiving. By Wednesday, we had gotten over 2 million hits to the site. And a lot of angry people commenting to us and sending us messages. But yes, when we got letter from Lead Pages, the host, who is ironically headquartered in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Target is headquartered, it said, it gave us a lecture about how we're not inclusive, but they are, how they celebrate individual thoughts and diversity of ideas, and it accused us of being hateful and discriminatory, and asked us to take down our own site, which we weren't going to do. We paid for this site to be up. We paid them for their service. And by the next morning, they just pulled the plug on us, just as if they thought that they could do that, that they have the right to do that, just because they disagree with this.
So how inclusive are they? I mean, this diversity inclusiveness that they embrace obviously has limits, because they certainly didn't embrace you.
No, not at all. I mean, if you agree with the left, then you're inclusive.
So it's not inclusive that they, when they talk about inclusivity, it's not really inclusive. It's selective inclusive.
Absolutely. And it's Hippocratic. The hypocrisy just doesn't end. That they can disagree with what you do and play by their own set of rules after that, just like the other examples that you were going to.
Well, Lance, let me ask you this, though. But is part of this because of the effectiveness of Second Vote that they're feeling like they have to tilt the playing field, because this message, as you do the analytics, you look at where these companies stand on issues, and you're simply telling people, look, you vote with your dollars, and this is what you do. And you just put the facts out there so people know what their money that they're using, the profits that come from their purchases, are being used for.
Absolutely. They had to have seen that, because they're running the analytics and the metrics themselves. It's coming through their site. And they had to have known how well AFA did with their over 1.4 million petition signatures to boycott Target earlier in the year. So I guess seeing that coming, and I don't know how much collusiveness there is between Target and Lead Pages, but nevertheless, even if there's not, Lead Pages, without a doubt, has their own line of thinking about this, their own opinion, which is different than ours. But they were making this an LGBT issue more than anything, and it's not what we were saying. It's not where we were going with this.
Now, is the website still down?
No, sir. It was down for all of Thanksgiving, and it was down for most of Black Friday. We did get it back up late Friday, and it is up now, and it's going to be up and going, and we're going to be pushing it and promoting it anywherebuttarget.com or on Twitter, hashtag anywherebuttarget, throughout the Christmas holidays.
Now, did you use a different?
We're not going to be bullied.
Did you use a different hosting company?
Yes, sir, we did.
Okay, so it's up there. People can see the information. The website again?
Anywherebuttarget.com or hashtag anywherebuttarget on Twitter or on our Facebook page at Second Vote, or come to our site, secondvote.com.
All right. Well, Lance, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll tell people to visit that website.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right. Great job over there at Second Vote. Folks, find out more about Second Vote. Not only do they put out information on places like Target, which I call Predator's Choice, but they all the places, you find out where your dollars, the profits that come from your purchases, how they're used against you and your values. That's why it's called Second Vote. You vote one time at the voting booth, but you can vote every time you make a purchase. And believe me, these folks are listening. That's why they pulled down their website. Go to the website, TonyPerkins.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 866-372-7234. I want to hear from the fans of Fixer Upper. Tell me, what is it that attracts you to that show? We talked about the attack that they're under because their pastor preaches the Bible. Wow. Newsflash. All right, folks, when we come back, more Washington Watch and your phone calls.
Hey, our Holy Land tour in March is filling up. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We only go one time a year to Israel, and that's in March, and our tour leaves the 9th and gets back on the 17th, and as I say, we don't have a whole lot of space left on this tour. So if you'd like to go with us and see the Holy Land, you need to give us a call at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, with an S, option 5, and leave us your name and your address. We'll send you a brochure. Or go online at twholyland.com, holyland.com. Again, we're going to Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Jericho and Nazareth and the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River, all those places and much, much more. So join us on this very special tour of Israel in March.
Thank you for helping send thousands of children on the greatest journey. Here's Franklin Graham.
So we give God the glory, we praise Him, and we thank you for your support, for your prayers, making this happen.
For each $6, another child is trained for discipleship. You can still give at 877-616-2396 or at afr.net. Thanks to you, children are going on the greatest journey.
I think that we are called not to worry about our finances as long as we are honoring and pleasing God with those same finances.
Stewardship matters, even in these uncertain times.
God is faithful to help us weather the storms.
Visit afastore.net to find the DVD Financial Preparation for Uncertain Times with Dan Celia, and all the resources of the AFA Cultural Institute.
This message is provided by Liberty HealthShare.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals sharing the cost of health care. This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger, a group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
It's easy. Visit healthsharefamily.org right now. healthsharefamily.org. Enroll today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Check out healthsharefamily.org, healthsharefamily.org. Not available in Pennsylvania.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes.
It almost feels wrong to interrupt him. It does. I mean, it's one of my favorite Christmas songs, Bing Crosby. All right, you're listening to Washington Watch, and yes, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. All right. But for now, let's turn to, well, it is beginning to look like Christmas because the phone, the switchboard is lighting up. So the lights are flashing. And this is the question. 866-372-7234 is the number, and the question is this. I want to hear from the fans of Fixer Upper, the HGTV show, about fixing up houses, the Gaines, Christian couple. BuzzFeed basically did a hit job on them today, saying that their pastor, going back almost 18 months, finding a sermon that their pastor preached on the Sunday following the Supreme Court overturning 50 million voters who decided that they would stand with the historical view, biblical view of marriage, that their pastor preached that message. And how could they be a part of such a church? And do they believe that themselves? Well, I want to know what attracts you to that show, if you're a viewer of the show. What do you like about the couple? We're first going to go to Arkansas, where Marilyn is on the line. Marilyn, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you, Tony. Yes, I believe what I absolutely believe what their pastor preaches. And I think there are millions of us that showed in this past election agree with that. And the Gaines do an excellent job. I mean, when they say at the beginning of their show, would you be, you know, willing to do a fixer-upper? My gosh, anybody that watches this show just says they do such an incredible, excellent job. It's remarkable.
Anything about the couple in particular that beyond the work that they do, which you're right, it is quality work, but just their interaction. I mean, there's a kind of a charisma, I think, about the couple that makes them attractive to so many people across the country.
Oh, absolutely. They're genuine. They're funny. They but you can tell they absolutely love each other and they respect each other. And it's what the Bible preaches about marriage. It's just a really delightful view of an intact home, in America. What a great thought.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, Marilyn. And I go back to what I said earlier with Tim when Tim was on, with Tim Graham at the MRC. The vast majority of Christians who believe the Bible do not fit the left stereotype. I mean, I get the same thing when I'm on TV. The left goes crazy because, I mean, I'm not, you know, there's not fire coming out of my mouth and the steam coming out of my ears because there's not hate. Now, it's easier when they can keep you from speaking for yourself and they can put words in your mouth and try to characterize what you believe as being hateful. But when you see a couple like the Gaines on TV, and they're connected with a Bible-believing, preaching church that believes what the Bible has taught from the very beginning, what Jesus himself taught, that marriage is between a man and a woman and that there are only two sexes, two genders, male and female, that they just don't fit the stereotype, the image that the left wants to create because it's not conducive to what they're trying to do. And so either they have to make them recant of their faith, their connection to the church, or they have to demonize it. Those are the only two options in the eyes of the left. Marilyn, thanks so much for the call. 866-372-7234. Let's go to Texas where Carol is on the line. Carol, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hi there. Thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely.
I am surprised that HGTV has not done what they did to the Venom Brothers. And I like the show. I don't get to watch it as often as I would want to. But the couple, they're not preachy, but you can tell they live their faith. And there is a genuine respect, a love there between them. And what they do is borne out. What they believe is borne out in what they do and in the product and the quality and the way that they do what they do. It's not like, I don't feel like it is some, let's just see who we can take for a ride and, get the most money out of it. I don't feel that's what they're doing.
Right. Well, as you said, it's genuine. It's their faith coming out. And I would... Again, I made this point earlier, but I think when you look at some of the top-rated reality TV shows, the reality is that what makes them attractive in most cases to, I mean, the family, look, there are people that can watch, Duck Dynasty, they can watch Fixer Upper, the whole family can watch it, and they don't have to worry about what's going to be on there. It's attractive to a broad section of Americans, to TV viewers. And it's some top-rated shows. And it just so happens that most of them are individuals who have a deep, abiding faith in Jesus Christ. Now, they don't get on, they don't necessarily preach about it. They don't, as Tim Graham was talking about earlier, they don't break out Philippians and start reading the Scripture. But the fact that who they are in Christ, as it should be with all of us as Christians, it comes out. And it's seen. And that's, people may not know it, but that's in part what's attractive to people. There's a sense, we are drawn to people who have it all together, that whose marriages are working, whose children are, are living out the faith as well. It doesn't mean that people are perfect. I mean, everybody has their issues. We're fallen human beings. But when we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, all our problems don't go away, but we have a way to deal with them. And we're forgiven of our sins. We're released of that guilt and that burden. And then when we actually live by what the Scriptures teach, it is God's roadmap to life. And it works. And so we have less issues when you do it according to the one who designed life. And that's what attracts people to these individuals. It's what's in them. It's Christ in you. But of course, that's what many want to attack. 866-372-7234. Let's go to Indiana where Dwayne is on the line. Dwayne, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Appreciate your show. The Gaineses, I mean, they're just an awesome couple. I've been watching them a while on HGTV, and they're just neat and fun to watch and to see what all they do and the creativity. And I watch them even more now. I know they're Christians, but even before I knew it, just that they were a really neat couple. They knew what they were doing. They had fun doing it. And, I mean, they're just pleasant to watch.
Yeah, and another aspect, Dwayne, of, you know, actually enjoying what you do. I mean, they enjoy what they do. They're successful at it. But, in fact, I preached about this Sunday. Is that, you know, work is not a curse. Work is of God. And our work is an extension of who we are. It's a part of our worship. And so we should embrace work and we should do it as unto the Lord, as Scripture instructs us in Colossians. And so everything we do should be done to the glory of God. And when you do that, again, it there's just something that's attractive about that. And so when we are working is not, you know, just for a paycheck or for a particular company, but we're working as unto the Lord, it makes a whole different, it gives us a whole different approach to work. And again, that's attractive. Dwayne, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you listening. Let's go down to the Bayou State, my home state of Louisiana, where Clayton is on the line. Clayton, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for taking my call. I think you said it, what I wanted to say, kind of in a different way. I think people are so attracted to that show for reasons that they don't even know themselves. They're looking at two Christians there, and it's attractive to people. It's mm-hmm. attractive, I think, even to non-Christians, and they don't know why. They don't know what it is that attracts them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really think, hey, that's a fantastic show. There's just something about those two people that I really like, you know, but I can't put my finger on it. Well, I can put my finger on it. It's Jesus Christ working through them. I firmly believe that, and I think that's the way Jesus Christ works sometimes. And one other thing before I let you go, Tony, several months ago, you were talking about the sheriff in Baton Rouge Parish. You thought that he was the only one that you knew of that had been the police chief in that city. Well, Shreveport, Steve Prater was chief of police in Shreveport, and he's been the sheriff in Caddo Parish for many, many years. So I just wanted to clue you into that.
All right. I appreciate that. I think I was making reference just to East Baton Rouge Parish. I know there's others that, after serving with distinction as police chiefs, many have gone on to run for sheriff because of the fine job they've done as chief. Now, in Baton Rouge, Greg Ferries actually did not run for sheriff. Oh, he did, but he wasn't elected. He was filled out the remainder of a term for a sheriff. That was deceased. But anyway, hey, Dwayne, appreciate the call. Thanks so much for listening to, I'm sorry, Clayton. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate the call. And you're absolutely right about that which is in us being attracted to people. And frankly, Clayton, that's the way we all, I believe, should live. And I think the vast majority of Christians who are living in an authentic way, according to Scripture and a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, abiding in Him as Jesus said in John, that there is something that is, you know, again, to use the word you used, attractive. And again, that's why the left does not want someone like this to have a platform, because it's contrary to the image that they want to create of Christians. See, they want to say that Christians who believe the Bible are hateful, that they're, you know, they're fearful of this, fearful of that, when in fact the opposite is true. So that's why we must, none of us as Christians should hide our faith. We should be very clear, bold, courageous in living out our faith in an authentic way. It's our right as an American. It's our First Amendment right, but it's our obligation as Christians to do so. All right, we're going to stay in Louisiana. We're going to go to Michael. Michael, welcome to Washington Watch.
Oh, well, thank you. I am a good fan. I love that show. It is something about them. I see it now. You know, I'm a follower of Christ, and I guess I'm kind of biased. My question would be, how could you not go to a church like that?
Well, I know.
That stands on biblical truth.
Well, that's the point in that I was making earlier, kind of tongue-in-cheek with the left, that's a news flash to them, that they're actually churches that believe the Bible. But, you know, some of these mainline denominations, which have become nothing more than glorified country clubs, but the vast majority of flyover country, if you look at that electoral map, it's the red part, the vast majority of the country, those are people that they actually have places where they have churches that believe the Bible, teach the Bible. And in fact, post-election polling shows that a clear majority of Americans still believe, despite what the court has said, that, and this is not just Christians, this is all Americans, 53% still view marriage as the union of a man and a woman, despite what the court has said. And that was kind of the idea here that this reporter had, was that how dare a church and someone be associated with a church that continues to hold to this antiquated teaching of the Bible when the court has spoken on this issue? Well, folks, I'm going to tell you, I don't think God really cares what the court has to say about anything. Now, he might get a little upset with the court when they reject his truth, but he's not going to rethink his positions because the court released an opinion. Quite frankly, he didn't care about their opinion. And frankly, nor do I. And nor should you. When they have an opinion that is contrary to revealed truth and history, eventually, we'll get it right, hopefully. And that's one of the things that was so important about this election, is we will see justices go on to the Supreme Court that actually understand and adhere to the Constitution. They don't see themselves as these uber legislators who can impose their view on America like these five judges, unelected justices, did. It's my view. All right, folks, just about out of time. Sorry, not going to get to the rest of the calls, but Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow night. I hope you will as well. Until then, enjoy the season. And remember the encouraging words of the Apostle Paul, where he says, when you've done everything you can do, when you've prayed, when you've prepared, and when you have taken your stand, by all means, keep standing.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is a production of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. For more information on anything you heard today, or if you'd like to find out how you can support the ongoing efforts of the Family Research Council, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our new watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.